for safety concerns, 9 more properties are going to have natural gas service discontinued along Buffalo Pound and Last Mountain Lake. Can you tell me a little bit why this needed to be done?
Yeah, first to, I guess, Last Mountain Lake is an area that we continue to watch. We are seeing ground movement at Last Mountain Lake, but it's mainly in the areas where we've already removed service. In all other areas around Lost Mountain Lake, the movement is very, very slight, very gradual, and our system is able to handle that, except we found one small area at Shore Acres where there's two properties where the gas system that serves them, that's had some accelerated movement over the wintertime and into the spring. It's safe right now. We're going to keep a very close watch on it, but we have given notice to those two property owners that by the last week of September, we're going to be cutting service off. So we've given them 3 months or so just to make any plans that they can for transitioning their appliances, which would basically be their furnace and their water heater, to another fuel source. We do have another area at Buffalo Pound. We have been monitoring Buffalo Pound since about 2015, when we first started to pick up ground movement along there. We have seen ground shifting from slope movement, but it's been in areas where we don't have natural gas service. But then this winter, the movement did go into one small part of the resort community of South Lake, and there are 7 properties there that we have taken a look at to see, is there another way that we could serve them? Is there something else that we could do? And in this case, we can't. So we've given them the same notice until the last week of September to transition their homes, natural gas appliances, to another fuel source. There is some movement that is impacting a gas main that serves a larger part of the community of South Lake, but we're going to be able to reroute that gas main this fall. So there's another 120 properties that won't be affected, but the gas main that serves them is going to have to be moved to a more stable area, and that'll allow us to keep serving them.
Is this ground shifting the same kind of shifting that was taking place in the city last year when it was extremely dry, or is this due to an unrelated reason why?
This is more related to moisture. Dry conditions don't impact gas lines. Actually, dry for us is better than wet. Wet tends to in a city like Regina, where when it gets really, really wet, the clay soil will actually cling to our pipelines and will yank on pipeline connections and try to pull them apart. In river valleys and lake valleys, when you get a lot of moisture, it starts to move the giant slump blocks of earth that make up the hillsides. And so we're still seeing the impacts of all the moisture from 2014 is still causing movement issues at Last Mountain Lake. And we saw similar, it's not exactly the same geology, but we did see more moisture in 2014 that then did start slope movement at Buffalo Pound in 2015. And so it's more actually related to moisture than to anything dry. Dry for us is good. Wet for us is where we do have problems with our system.
You hear ground shifting and natural gas lines under the ground. It should be fairly obvious why this needs to be done, but for those people kind of asking, why are you doing this, can you maybe give an example of something that could happen?
Well, we had an incident at Regina Beach in 2014. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but there was ground shifting that did pull apart connections between a gas main and a home, and the gas migrated into the home, and there was an explosion. And so that is the worst-case scenario. We do see ground movement of different types right across the province. In the vast majority of cases, it will create a leak that will be picked up by our survey teams, and we do leak surveying throughout the province year-round. In areas like Regina, for instance, inner city Regina, the older neighborhoods in Regina, and parts of South Regina, we leak survey every 6 weeks, year-round, it never stops. Older neighborhoods in Saskatoon, we did pick up some changes to our system over the winter, and we're now leak surveying parts of Saskatoon every 6 weeks. So there are areas when we do see changes, and we will keep tabs on them. If in some cases, it'll be the customer. It'll be the homeowner or business owner that'll pick up the natural gas odor. And again, most of the times when there is a leak, it'll happen at the connection back in the main, and that'll either be in the alley or in a street of a resort community. People will pick up the smell or will pick up the leak through one of our survey crews. So in most cases, it's just you smell an odor in the back lane or the front street, and that's an indication of a problem. In rare cases, you can have the gas the pipes might be pulled apart, even just a fraction, and you could have gas that starts to move towards a property, and that's what we're trying to prevent when we do find areas of ground movement where it's beyond what our pipeline system can take for the long term. That's when we have to make the choice to remove service. It's for safety. We do understand that there are concerns that people will have because other fuel sources can be more expensive. But it's really is the decision that's made with their long-term safety in mind.
What are some of those alternate fuel sources that you might recommend to people on those properties?
Well, their choices are kind of propane or electricity. In some cases, if you've got a newer furnace, for instance, you can do the conversion. You can convert it to propane. But in other cases, if it's an older furnace, it would probably need to be replaced. And that's why we do offer the $2,500 fuel transition for these people, just to sort of say you've been a customer for us for a long time, and we want to try and help you with the fuel transition. And that's something that we've offered in other areas of the province as well. So we just want to try and help them with that because we do understand there will be some costs involved. But in most cases, it's propane and then the above ground propane tank. And if they choose not to do propane, then they can switch to electric heating and electric water heating.
Sounds great. Anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing, I guess, is what we're telling people, especially in resort communities, people who will live riverfront or lakefront, if you're on a hillside, if you notice ground shifting, if you notice cracking in your driveway, cracking in the street, if there's a lot of heaving in your home's foundation, give us a call. And we'll send someone by to come and look at it. We'll have our engineers examine to see, is this an area of ground shifting? Is this something that we weren't aware of? Obviously, if you smell natural gas, you give us a call immediately, 24 hours a day, and we'll dispatch someone to come check out where that odor might be coming from. But if you do see signs of ground shifting, still give us a call, and we'll send someone to come by. In most cases, we'll know, because we do know sort of the geology, what to look for. We know areas that we're monitoring, but it could be an area that we're not aware of that hasn't had any ground movement before. If you do see cracks in the ground or the sidewalk or something with a lot of movement around your foundation, give us a call, and we'll come check it out.